Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
So Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS.
105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL. Like, I feel like we could do like a 9-hour show today.
Oh, this is plenty. What we've done is plenty, I think.
We've served the community well today.
Craig Mish already on Giancarlo Stanton. Now, in addition to looking at the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Astros, and at this moment, not on board with the Cardinals and Giants, and maybe just never going to be on board. That was in the 7 o'clock hour. If you missed it, podcast like the Dickens. Subscribe to the TMA podcast, for God's sakes.
Well, Stanton probably didn't know about the deal that's going on at Hollywood Casino, or maybe he'd change his tune about coming to St. Louis.
Nice.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com. We're proud to have Hollywood Casino as part of our listener rewards program, and the deal just got even sweeter. You're saying it can't possibly, and yet it did. We previously offered two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200, but now you can save even more. That same package, $150. That's over 70% off one of the nicest hotels and casinos in St. Louis right before the holidays. Stanton did not know this.
Yeah.
Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 credit at one of the great restaurants they have out there, 99 Hops House, Final Cut Steakhouse, Eat Up Buffet, Fat Thai, Hollywood and Grind, or the Celebrity Grill. So log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab to enjoy this fantastic holiday deal. There are only a few packages remaining, so make sure you purchase now before they are gone. Be a great Christmas.
Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email today. It comes your way in about a half hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. The Morning After at InsideSTL.com. No wins for Misty Plops so far in December. And people kind of surprised. You know, it's December 8th. And usually, historically, Doug, if you look at his he's at about 1.75 wins by the 8th of each month. So just something to kind of keep an eye on as we proceed to see if he falls off in December. Some people have said, okay, with taking greenies out of the game, some guys who have been around for a while aren't able to perform as long as they used to. Is that the same for Misty Plops? I think his work has been good. He's just hitting line drives right at people.
No, I don't think his work has been that hot. I think Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, he's overtaken him.
I'd like to overtake you.
What?
Reka Vodka is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Skull. That's cheers in Icelandic. Doug, why don't you pour yourself one this weekend and settle in and watch yourself?
Probably shouldn't.
Some Buccaneers Lions.
Well, I won't watch that one.
I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in that game, and with some questionable secondary play, I think you might have a lot of points scored for Golden Tate, Borvin Jones, and Deshaun Jackson, and Cabwood Boyd.
I'll probably just watch Matt Forte's game. You know, I acquired him in a wonderful trade with Charlie. And what did he do last week? Oh, I don't know, 24.60 points. That's all Matt Forte had. I was ridiculed here by none other than Lisa
No,
Ann.
You were... No,
I had
you,
the suspender!
Bring Lisa Ann
were,
on right
you
now.
You were ridiculing yourself.
But not anymore.
No, you were making fun of yourself.
Not anymore.
This Lisa Ann, good morning.
You have no idea what you're doing.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Well, Doug's already on the attack, it sounds like, regarding Matt Forte.
Well, first, that kind of worked out for you, didn't
it? Yes, it certainly did.
When
I'm
he got
crazy
into
like
the end zone, I am not going to lie, I stood up off my couch and said I should be suspended from next Friday's show.
Well, you may be. You were suspended last week, and you could find yourself there again, and I don't expect it'll feel very good.
And also, I was going to reach out to the bosses when I get off, because I realized that you guys want to do a 9-hour show today, right? And I'm sure other people would like the day off. So if you guys want to work for 9 hours straight, go for
Doug,
it.
You said you wanted to
I'm
do
not
nine
interested in that.
You said you wanted to. Lisa Ann, how are you doing? Because in L.A. with all the fires, and then the Sea Monster just texted me, he was talking to you before you came on the air, that there's an earthquake this morning as well?
Okay, listen, I'm not doing well, guys, because here's what I'm thinking about right now. What you accumulate in life is stuff. And one of the things I've been staring at every night is my Michael Jordan jersey that I wrote about in my book that's been in my life since I was 24 years old, hangs above my fireplace. And there's this thing where earlier this week I was like, okay, should I panic and pack up my belongings and move them into storage. Then I'm like, well, how far can the storage center be? It's probably going to burn down too, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been spending this week saying goodbye to my belongings in case my house goes up, because I'm only 5 minutes from the Bel Air fire.
Oh my.
Which I can see from my patio at night. And, you know, right now we're at a point where the firemen are so exhausted from all of the other fires. And we have thousands of firemen out here that have been working 72 hours around the clock. And some of these fires, they're telling us, will not be contained till after Christmas. So,
oh my God,
we're living in this weird, like, ashtray zone where there's debris flying everywhere. You're worried about hosing down your home, your patios constantly. And then last night, I'm watching the news like I shouldn't be. And I decide we're going to have an earthquake tonight. We are. So I pack up my emergency bag, passport, cash, wallet, shoes, warm clothes, toothbrush, deodorant, of course, a little bit of makeup. I put it in a backpack by my door. I have all my flashlights ready. And what happens? We have an earthquake in Malibu while I'm sleeping. And I'm very sensitive to the earthquakes. So I just, it's just a weird state of emergency. And I just really want to know why Mother Nature is being so hard on us all this year. I mean, from Houston to Florida, to Northern California, everywhere it's been affected. It's just, it's a lot, Mother Nature. We're good. We've learned our lessons. We're going to be better people. We're going to litter less. We're going to use less plastics. What else can we do for her?
Doug, what can you do?
I don't know. It always amazes me that you're so close to the ocean, and yet still they haven't figured out how to tap into that to put out some of these fires on a large-scale basis.
No, they do. They use these tankers that are connected to helicopters and planes, and they pick up water from the ocean. But the problem is, when there's winds, the weight of the water will pull the plane or the helicopter to a degree that they can't do it. So it's really about the weather conditions. And when we get these types of fires, we get these winds called Santa Ana winds. Santa Ana winds blow to the ocean, which creates such a current that we've had instances where those planes didn't make it, pulling the water out of the water. So it's amazing what these firemen do to protect homes. I mean, it is incredible.
It was a 3.3 earthquake. You felt a 3.3?
Yeah, I have a 4-floor house. It was built after the last earthquake on grounds of a home that was completely taken down over the last earthquake in 94. So it's built on rollers. So when you have an earthquake in a home on rollers, it feels like you're sitting on a skateboard. Everything moves, but nothing flies off your shelves. It's the first home I've lived in out here where everything didn't fly out of my kitchen shelves and everything didn't fly off my walls. Nothing moves except your entire house just moves from side to side to side to side. So of course, upstairs in the master on the 4th floor, yeah, you feel it.
Yeah. With the wildfires and the earthquakes, you ever think about moving somewhere nice, like St. Louis?
Yeah, this week I have been. You are correct. Yes, I definitely have been.
Where are you thinking about moving?
I don't know that yet.
St. Louis.
St. Louis?
No, you laugh at that. Stanton laughed too.
I got to get through this week first. But, you know, I've
that's
just,
a good way to avoid the question.
Yeah.
It's like
definitely
interviewing
made
Quinn
me
Snyder again.
It definitely makes you think about stuff, though, like stuff that we have that is just so pointless that people are losing in these fires. And it's just, we all have to stop with the stuff because you could lose it all.
Yeah. Think about that, Doug. What's the best place in the country to live without the downside? I mean, because you talk about L.A., you're talking about the wildfires.
I read where the fewest weather related deaths in America happen in Hawaii. But now,
okay, what about the mainland?
Yeah, but Hawaii is closest to possibly getting taken out right now by bombs. They're doing emergency service there every week. All my friends from Hawaii just moved back to California because they can't take all the panic with the military there.
Oh, really?
Just makes St. Louis look better all the time. We are the crown jewel of the Great Plains.
Nice.
And you have a deal with a new casino, so maybe I should.
Yep, see, Doug? Yep.
Yeah.
They put you up real nice, like, right there at Hollywood.
But I'm going to be fine, guys, so you know I'm very prepared. I have a rations kit. I have 5 5-gallon drums of water. I have about 35 flashlights. Like, I'm good. I've got this.
Like, you can see the fire right now from your home?
Yes.
Wow.
How do you even sleep at night? I mean,
not easily, guys.
A burning ember could float onto your roof or something? I don't know how you even sleep.
I've been hosing everything down multiple times a day. We all have.
Wow, that's frightening. Yeah, it really is.
Hey, Lisa, before we get into the fantasy football, I think you tweeted about it. I didn't see yours, but August Ames.
Oh, it's so devastating.
Who truly was one of the, I think if you name like the top five adult film starlets like right now, I think she would have been named by most people. And she committed suicide on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And the theory is it was in part or perhaps entirely, but of course we'll never know, because of online bullying. What was your and is your reaction?
I was devastated. I mean, I've dealt with suicide and death probably more than anybody you know being in this business. I wrote an article 2 years ago about the life expectancy of a porn star. And believe it or not, the life expectancy of a porn star is only 37 years old. That's taking the average of all the girls and guys that have gotten into the business since it started to now because of death, suicide, overdose, and all of those things. And less than a month ago, we lost Shyla Stiles. What's different about August is she's a younger girl. She was 23 years old, and the younger generation has a much stronger pull towards their social media. I've been in that situation that she was in, and it's devastating. I mean, I was bullied when I got out of the business for an entire year. I'm not sure if you guys realize that, you know, I dealt with death threats. I dealt with harassment where I live. My family was so attacked that I lost my family completely and totally after it. I mean, they'll never speak to me again because of how far this bullying came back to their lives. But with the younger girls, what I see is this. You know, you don't get a lot of validation when you're in the adult business, right? Most likely your neighbors, your friends, your parents, they're not validating you and telling you you're doing a great job. So your social media becomes this place where you go out to reach out to your customer base, to your client, to your people. And that's where you get your validation. And eventually your social media in this business becomes so much of who you are. And I can see it being darker for the younger girls because I remember how dark it was for me when I went through that. But being in my 40s, somehow I was able to pull through. But I can definitely see how a girl in her early 20s doesn't have that tenacity. And I'll tell you, as soon as I got this news, I reached out to everybody I know. I reached out to XBiz. I reached out to a ton of other people, influential people in the business, and said, you know, I really want to do a social media safety class. I really want to start talking to the girls and guys that are in the business today on both ends about what they can do to stop the pain for somebody else and about what they can do for themselves. My rule of thumb is this: when it gets dark and people come at me, I just delete the apps now from my phone. And when I'm ready to go back on, I'll go on my computer. Maybe I'll have a friend check my timeline before I go back on. And then when I'm ready to put the apps back on my phone and be back in that world, I'll jump back in. But I can see a younger girl. And I think for me, what's been the hardest the past 2 days with August is how she did it. Because I haven't known of somebody to do it like that way since the 90s. And I mean, in the 90s, I went through a span of a year where there was like 17 or 18 suicides. My first year in the business.
Oh my God. Yeah. 17 or 18. So what, people usually OD?
Usually they OD. I mean, Savannah just shot herself in the head, which was a tough one for me because I had known Savannah before I moved to California. She used to come and feature at Al's Diamond Cabaret. And I really, really emulated her. So I can remember being on set and getting that phone call and they're like, oh, you know, Savannah blew her head off. And I was just like, excuse me, you know. And there was a point in my life, probably by 25, where I literally thought that no porn stars live past 30. That you just, that's it. Like everyone died.
Wow.
So I don't want the girls of the business to get into that mindset again. I do want to make this a very important thing now because I've realized there's a missing link in the business. Maybe I can share my story. Maybe I can help some people support each other. And also we need to have a watch group where when we see people attacking one person, someone reaches out to that one person and gets them away from the social media for that period of time. And then someone reaches out to other people and asks them nicely to lay back. Because things did get a little out of control and things people said horrible things to August for a good 24-hour span.
Well, one of the things, this wasn't just like your standard, like, you know, dog avatar, this, you know, trolling people. This was also some other
adult stars.
Yeah,
so and I went through that. I know.
So what do you think about, because some people, Jessica Drake, for example, who is I would think you would agree, you know, one of the more premier
of course
names, is catching a lot of hell. I don't know who else you may know, Lisa Ann.
So Jessica Drake, and I want to say Alexis Amore, were the two that started the conversation.
But I read Jessica Drake's thought, and I didn't think she was malicious. I think she was expressing her opinion.
Okay, she wasn't malicious, but what you have to understand when you're a social media star like a Jessica Drake, who is also a big advocate of the LGBT community, you have to realize your impact. So though sometimes I want to tweet something, I have to remember that a million people might misconstrue something that I say, and it might become a heated debate, and it might go back and hurt this other person. Though Jessica Drake definitely did not mean to stir the pot by her getting involved, and I've been checking on Jessica Drake through her husband, Brad Armstrong, and making sure she's okay, because I know she's very devastated over this. The business is kind of trying right now to backlash against Jessica Drake, so it's becoming a bigger thing than it needs to be. They're asking to boycott XBiz because Jessica Drake is hosting XBiz. It's so out of control. But what we have to realize is sometimes it's better for all of us to reach out by text or phone and have a conversation with someone personally and privately than it is to engage. Because on social media, I find people are in this place where they need to belong to a group. So if it's a group and they can get into this conversation and they can jump on, it's like kindling. It just makes the fire bigger and the fire bigger and the fire bigger. And I think that's really what happened. And though it wasn't Jessica Drake's intention, what she did start a chaotic situation that led to something horrific. So it's not her fault, but at the same time, how can we prevent this? What we have to be thinking about is, how can we prevent this? You said you noticed I didn't really tweet much about it. I didn't. So what I did was I responded to Holly Randall's tweet because Holly and I are very close. I stayed here that whole day and I just sat down, and anybody who was tweeting something sad, I reached out to by phone. And I spent about maybe 9-10 hours straight on the phone the first day. And I said, we all have to start communicating privately again. We all have to remember that we can debate with each other. We can get together for coffee. We can express each other's opinions. But sometimes it's best to not get everyone else involved.
Yeah, it's something else. And
I'm devastated. This is the one that's rocked my core probably more than anything since the 90s.
You know, we talked about it a few weeks ago and we're kind of joking around about it. But now that this has happened, Keisha Gray, for real, who's been on the show a couple times, seems so like depressed over that breakup. And you said you were going to reach out to her. I don't know, man. And then
so what I've done this week is I reached out to 5 directors that I know very well that shoot 5 days a week. And I said, here's what I need you to do for me. I need you to make a list of anyone you think is fragile. And I need you to get that list to me, and I need you to get me in touch with these people. I'm actually driving to a set today to talk to a couple of girls. I am going to make this something that's important to me because I feel like it's important. And we have no support groups in this business. We have no one looking out for the young talent, and these things just blindside us. And each time we get blindsided, I don't see anybody doing anything about it. So I think we need to just really connect more, communicate more. And Keisha Gray is definitely on that list for me to see what I can do to be sure that she's just in a decent mental space.
Yeah, well, that is cool of you to do that, and I think it actually will have a really positive impact. At the very least, this tragedy has brought attention to not just what's going on with adult film stars there, but in general, online bullying.
Online bullying is so intense, guys. Like, it's so intense. I mean, my tweets at that time where it was happening to me, they were coming in by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands for months. And they were everything about me, my family, my address, my privacy, it was so intense. I felt like I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. I mean, that was, it's brutal because she truly did seem like, you know, I mean, again, I recognize, and I know most people are like, oh, you talk about porn all the time, so this is just porn. But for real, and I think you know the difference, Lisa, I mean, hell, you would know, but who would know better than you? Like, because we'll have a few on, I'm like, okay, she's clearly been on, you know, a 3-day Coke binge, or she's right. Effed up on this or that. But August actually seemed like she had her crap together. I know people go, well, how could she have her crap? She committed suicide. Well, there was some mental issues going on. She was going through depression, and then for online bullying to lead to pushing her over the top, that is... This isn't a girl who, you know, was all sketched out, I don't think. So it's
definitely
a different situation.
Not. And she was such a gorgeous girl and such a gorgeous person. I mean, always smiling, always pleasant, never had a bad thing to say about anybody else. And I think because she never had that, this devastated her, that it was coming at her to such a degree.
Lisa Ann, our guest, every Friday here on the Ryan Kelly Morning Show. Just got this text, Doug. Greg Oden Stovepipe just wrote in, and he says,
"Oh, what'd he say?
This really is the best damn segment week in and week out. People love when you're on the program, Lisa Ann."
Oh, I love it, too, and maybe I will be moving to St. Louis.
Wow.
There was a trigger. The other night, I was scared over the fire, so I stayed up all night watching movies, and one of them was Sex and the City, and the girl that was hired as the assistant was from St. Louis.
That's right.
And
Louise, like, from St. Louis, and Doug, yes. Remember the actress was Jennifer Hudson.
Is that who?
Jennifer Hudson.
All right. Yes.
Louise from St. Louis.
And I was like, maybe that's a sign.
You could come here and you would kill it. And then you still could do shows from all, you know, from here and do shows all over the country.
I could do shows from anywhere. That's the great thing about my new life. But I will tell you this, more than ever, I feel it's important. I stay close to the business for a little while. And I really watch these babies because these are all someone's children. And that's really like with Shyla. You know, she passed away at home in Canada at her parents' house, which for some reason gave me this beautiful amount of peace where I thought to myself, she was with her family. You know, this is beautiful. For this situation, you know, August is also from Canada. It's not easy to get for parents to go through getting their baby back home and their body back home to properly bury them. And all of those things just rocked my core. And I think, you know, maybe there needs to be a connection between the parents and the talent, because a lot of the parents don't talk to the talent while they're talent. That's just how it goes.
Lisa, and a lot of texts are coming in. People appreciating the discussion about mental health. That comes from Juan from PP Corp. Really enjoying hearing you guys open up a conversation around mental health. Props to you guys for talking about it. And in all honesty, Tim, Lisa Ann is such a good and cool person. Every week she's great. So that's from Dave the Pipeliner. So people appreciate the conversation. And I really did. I got a lot of texts right after the August Ames news, and people were looking forward to hearing you talk about it because they knew you would be candid about it. But you're also on every week to talk about fantasy football. I would imagine you have some Alvin Kamara exposure, and that is devastating.
Like, what have I done lately? I haven't been having fun. I haven't been staying out late. I haven't been doing anything. And I'm dealing with fires. I'm dealing with sadness. I'm dealing with an earthquake. And then last night, I'm like, my heaven, it's Thursday night football. I'm going to lay on my couch. I'm going to light my Christmas tree. I can't light my fireplace because that's just absurd.
Right. just open a window for that.
And I'm laying down, and I'm like, in my jammies, and I'm like, it's 5 o'clock, and I'm not going to get off my couch till 9, and then I'm going to go right to bed. And what happened? Alvin Kamara gets 2 great runs. So right away, I start doing the math. If Kamara keeps this up in my playoff runs, I'm going to have 17 points by the end of the game. Yeah, 3 plays in, the guy is out.
Huge. I mean, for real, he is, and I realize he's not a household name, but he's comparable to Marshall Faulk, and we got a chance to see that first up close and personal here in St. Louis. That's the kind of guy he is. He can bust off a huge run, or he'll take a pass and go 80 yards with it. He did against the Rams while he was out there.
He's why I'm in the playoffs in so many of my leagues. Now, luckily, I balanced him out. I had him playing with Michael Thomas in 2 of the leagues. I have a couple leagues where I'm on bye, so I didn't have to worry about it. So that really helped me. But Kamara out, devastating. Devastating way to start your week. No way to recover from the points you lost. Time to move on and find yourself some space. I'm looking for Steven Anderson this week.
I like Steven Anderson. I like him a lot.
Yeah, going against San Fran, who's giving up points to everybody. The tight end, the running back, the wide receiver. It's San Fran. So this is a great matchup. And not only that, there's a lot of owners that got to the playoffs because of Gronkowski. And then Gronkowski goes and does that idiotic late hit and gets suspended this
week. That's me. I lost him, of course.
Oh, you had Gronkowski?
Oh, sure.
In which league? The Inside STO? The
Campbell
B League.
Inside STL League. I had him.
But at least you have Forte.
I got Forte in both leagues. Thank heavens
for
that.
Okay, are you going to rock with Forte again? I mean, look, Denver is falling apart, so I wouldn't see why not. But the chances, the likelihood of Forte getting back in that end zone are not good, just so you know.
Oh, man, I'm going to be cheering for the Broncos run defense all Sunday afternoon, Jack.
He's even listed as questionable, too. Everybody I have is
questionable. He's a daily fantasy nightmare because you don't know until, like, they kick off if he's going to be playing. It's brutal. Drives me up the wall. So along those lines, one of the most valuable plays right now, and they're talking about potential 50% ownership because he's so cheap on DraftKings, is Gio Bernard. He's at 3,100 on DraftKings, but Joe Mixon did not practice yesterday with the Bengals. He's in the concussion protocol. That was a Monday night injury. So if Mixon doesn't go, Jeremy Hill's on IR, you have a guy at 3,100 in Giovanni Bernard going up against the Bears, a game the Bengals should win, and then from a game flow standpoint, Lisa Ann would likely be running the ball, meaning he's going to get a huge amount of touches at 3,100. What do you think of Gio Bernard and the Bengals?
I see all the narratives there, but I still think people should temper their expectations.
Don't temper your expectations.
It's still Gio Bernard, okay? Gio Bernard, we don't know how he's even still circling around. He's a decent player, but he hasn't had the opportunity. Also hasn't had the work this season. So the Chicago defense is not that bad, guys.
Yeah.
Not that bad. So, you know, I'm looking for the Red Rocket to try and get it out there. Maybe A.J. Green time will be coming this game. Yes, Gio Bernard is going to be a good play. But remember something. When he's 50% owned in DFS, you do not have a lineup that is different enough to break you apart from other teams. So, yeah, it's a cheap play and you can build around him for sure. But he's still Gio Bernard to me. And the Joe Mixon news is tough because though some players are questionable and might miss practice, concussion protocol is a whole nother animal. We don't know what they do.
Zach Ertz is in concussion protocol also for the Eagles. That's a huge thing. I think
it's killing me.
That could be a huge game as far as points scored at the Coliseum this weekend with the Rammies and the Eagles.
It's going to be a huge game. I can't wait to watch. They have both been going through issues. Now, Philadelphia is staying down in Orange County. They were without fire for the first 2 days of this week, but now Orange County has got some fires as well. Mm. Both teams are struggling to practice outside. And remember something, the Coliseum is outside. So I think there's going to be, you know, a little bit more air pressure issues for players to worry about. There's going to be a lot more oxygen on the sideline for them to have some clean air. But I think that game is going to be a little bit of a health concern for players. So I'm tempering my expectations for the running backs on both sides and really for the density of the air.
Well, Kroenke is getting prepared to be surrounded by fire for eternity anyway. So this is good for him. Doug,
I see what you did there.
Doug, do you think that the Eagles and Rams is going to be a high-scoring game, and do you have any exposure in that game in your fantasy football playoff teams? Do you have Eagles? Do you have Rammies?
I've got Cooper Kupp.
I like Cooper Kupp. You
went with Cooper Kupp?
Well, don't
you actually can own Rams? This is so against. I'm never allowed to say the Rams are good because they're not in St. Louis.
I was desperate. I've been hampered with injuries.
I understand. I've been playing Cooper Kupp, too.
Have you?
He's a great PPR play.
He certainly is. And you know what? Goff loves him. So, you know, he was Goff and his wife let Cooper Kupp live with him when he first came with the team. They became very close. I believe in that connection when there's friendship there. You really help each other out. You really work harder for each other. So it's all looking good for that Los Angeles Rams team.
Who is your value play of the week? And this is somebody that has to be on the, I guess for you, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. slate, 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock slates in St. Louis, and under 5,000. I love Steven Anderson, by the way, the Texans tight end at 3,200. Value play, Doug.
I love Steven Anderson as well. I'm going to look at the Dallas Giants game. As sad as this game is going to be, I have this Terrence Williams vibe going on, which I get about twice a year, and that's usually right on the money when he has two good games.
Interesting.
The Giants are just falling apart. Manning is coming back, which obviously I think is going to be even worse for the Giants. So I'm looking at Terrence Williams, real cheap play this week on Daily.
About twice a year I get a Rex Burkhead vibes.
Do you?
And I got
Okay, so I get these weird vibes where I wake up in the morning, I'm like, man, you know, I got a Ted Ginn vibe today, or I got this, and then I text a couple of my friends and they play them, and weirdly, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I benched Tom Brady last week in one of my leagues to play Josh McCown.
Well done. Oh my god.
I didn't tell anybody
that was
I was doing it.
25 point difference.
I know. I didn't tell anybody I was doing it because I knew every host of my channel would be like, you can never bench your studs. You can never do that. But what I did was on Post-its, I wrote out the totals for the season. I folded them up without names. I put them down. I picked them back up. And I was like, okay, why would I play this guy over this guy? And ended up being that guy was Josh McCown. So I played him and it won me that matchup because I had other players go down where I was missing out on points. So,
I had Julio Jones and Mike Evans last week. And
duds.
Oh my God. And I knew, but I mean, what are you going to do? You can't, because if Julio Jones goes off, you're going, my God, I missed the playoffs because I benched Julio Jones, but I have D.D. Westbrook, and I'm thinking D.D. Westbrook's a better matchup this weekend because
you
Jones
look
is
at
going
the
to
matchups.
Well, because of Xavier Rhodes. But Xavier Rhodes had been eaten up by Marvin Jones on Thanksgiving, and I'm thinking, well, maybe Julio, who just went off against the Bucks, could carry it over. Evans has turned into like a possession receiver. I don't know what the hell's going on with him.
I feel so bad for Tampa. They started out the season so strong, and it's just fallen apart. I mean, look, I benched Cameron Brate last week, and he got me
in
the end zone
twice. He loves Jameis. Him and Jameis have a thing like Cooper Kupp and Jared Goff.
I know this. I've done 100 push-ups to make myself have to pay penance for it. I'm mad.
You give yourself penance.
I do.
That's a when little. That's Doug. Is that BDSM?
I don't know what that is.
BDSM? It's self-BDSM. Yeah, whenever I do something wrong, that's how I make myself pay for it. Like, if I say something mean to somebody on Twitter and then I regret it, I make myself do 100 push-ups. And it has to be in one day so that the next day your arms just feel like Gumby.
How many can you knock out at a time, Lisa? How many can you knock
50
out?
50 or 60
at...
with no
you.
Breaks.
Look at you. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Doug, how many push-ups do you knock out? Doug used to do 200 at a time.
Yeah, in college used to.
Nobody believes him, but he says he did.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Really? Were your knees down like the push-ups? Or were they broke?
Well, back then, they would tell baseball players, don't lift weights. We don't want you getting too strong, which was just outstanding advice at the time. So those are the kind of exercises we did.
And then after that advice, they went to, hey, we want you to get real strong, so take a bunch of PEDs.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, never got to that point.
That's exactly what wound up.
Never made it to that level.
That's exactly what wound up happening. Lisa, we always love having you on the show. A couple people always text in and are super excited about hearing from you because... they like to ask some questions for the weekend. Lisa Ann, McCown or Prescott, they're both playing garbage teams. McCown is playing the Broncos in Denver. Prescott is playing the Giants at MetLife Stadium. Who would you go with?
I'm sad for McCown that Robbie Anderson is having a little bit of injury issue right now.
Don't you have Robbie Anderson?
I do, with the Jets, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know he has an injury?
Little hammy.
I thought he's questionable, though, right?
He's questionable, but that concerns me a bit. I would go with McCown. I'm just not feeling Dak getting more than 200 yards. He really hasn't all season, so you just have to look at what we see already. Here we are, week 14. Dak's not putting up those good of numbers, whereas McCown is. I got 34 points from him last
God.
Week. While Brady was on my bench, I felt so superior.
That was such a nice move.
Brady, you and your hot woman can sit down on my bench together, okay? I'm going to go play this knucklehead.
It sounded like an invite. Would you have an MFF with Tom Brady and Giselle?
Oh, for sure. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Come on. Who in the world would it?
Yes.
Please.
Yeah.
Josh McCown is still available in one of my leagues. Should I pick him up?
Oh, you better pick him up. Just pick him up so nobody else can have him. Okay. I mean, at least pick up. Right now, I tell everyone, go on your waiver wire, fill your bench with anybody you may think could score points for an opponent.
Should I dump Ezekiel Elliott? He's not coming back all year, right?
Whoa. Okay. No, he's coming back in week 16. He's coming back in week 16. Okay. You have two more weeks. If you get into the playoffs, like, I already know who I'm facing the week that when I get Zeke back in six of my leagues.
Really?
Doug, don't drop him.
But
don't.
I need to drop somebody to make room for McCown.
Who else you got?
I got Roethlisberger at quarterback. Do I drop McCown for play McCown instead of Roethlisberger?
Yeah, Roethlisberger has a rough schedule the rest of the way.
He does have Baltimore on Sunday night.
Yeah, they're playing Baltimore on Sunday night. You're never going to play him against Baltimore.
Well, I would because that's like all I got. It's the only quarterback I carry.
Did you guys feel that Juju Smith-Schuster should have been suspended for that hit?
Doug's been talking about Juju Smith-Schuster all week.
I just like to say the name. I don't really care about the hit.
It's a great name.
He's a USC Trojan.
Well, I'll tell you what made me laugh about it was because I understand he got suspended for the taunting aspect, but you guys have all seen Friday, right?
Doug, I don't think Doug has seen Friday. I have to be honest with you.
I don't know what Friday
it is.
Ice Cube and Chris Tucker.
1994, one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah. I bet you watch Friday maybe two times a day.
Oh, yeah. It's
so there's, the scene where he gets his bike stolen, which ties into the Juju Smith-Schuster thing.
Right, his bike.
And then he gets knocked out and he's like, you got knocked out?
Yep.
That made me think of Juju. I'm like, Juju.
Yeah, he was doing
back.
That. That's what
yes.
That's a nice read. That's
he
a
was
nice
standing
read.
Over him doing the Friday thing, flashing back to his bike getting stolen.
That's a nice read. I didn't even think of it.
I don't know how nice a read it is. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm tired of being snapped at.
This is kind of combining a few different topics. Why was the Cooper Kupp Goff living together cuck situation not expounded upon with Lisa Ann? Thanks, that's from Cooper Cucked. Plowboy, you're usually good on reading cuck situations. Do you think this is a cuck situation?
I think this one's just giving out a helping hand, but you never know. A lot of cuck situations turn into friends helping friends. And then
so guys initially just start out as cucks. And then
I don't know about that. This is the guy who didn't have a place to live. Isn't it possible that that's all there was?
No,
I guess room in his basement? Sure. Bivouac in my Rathskeller.
Rathskeller.
That's what he said. Goff said, hey.
Thank
Rook.
You, guys. That was my first gut laugh all week. Like, really good gut
plowboy
laugh.
Plowboy, you came through. And this plowboy here, Lisa Ann, this guy knows a good cuck.
Yeah, they call me the cuck correspondent. So if you have any job openings in L.A., let me know.
God, that'd be great if you get hired in L.A. Awesome.
I can see
I want you to do after this call is buy that domain. Just go out there and buy that domain. Okay. You need to have that cuck correspondent. I mean, that is... Yes. No one's allowed to have that domain but you.
That's yours. Buy it up on GoDaddy. Lisa Ann, we love having you on. Thank you so much, sister. Have a great weekend.
You guys have a great weekend. And everybody make sure they do each other a favor and be kind to each other. Look out for your friends and make sure you're always watching out for people.
God bless you, sister. Thank you so much, Lisa Ann. There she is.
Great Lisa Ann
with us live. Doug, she can see the Bel Air fire from her patio is what she can do.
Yeah, I don't think I could close my eyes and go to sleep at night.
And then she's hypersensitive to earthquakes, and at 2:44 Pacific, there was an earthquake out of Malibu.
Yeah.
Holy moly, cockatoli, I say.
Man, that is a... When it's January and it's 75 degrees out there, that's a fabulous place. But boy, they do have some issues. They really do. And on top of everything else, it takes you 2.5 hours to get anywhere if you got to be on the highway.
Well, if you have a nice place nestled on the water in Malibu, I think you're okay. Mm. Maybe that's a solution.
Unless you got to go to L.A., and then that drive is an hour at least.
I bet the steamer has a helipad.
Yeah, I don't think he's fighting it too hard.
I'm going to get a hold of him. Maybe there's a place next door we could move into. Maybe he's got like a rental property next door.
When I was in Orange County the last time, drove around that Newport Beach area, Huntington Beach. That's about as nice as it gets.
Yeah, but I mean, like, did you feel like you were in Wentzville?
I didn't feel like I was in Wentzville. No.
Interesting.
I mean, it's not as crowded as the L.A. area, and it's just gorgeous there.
Beautiful. That's the move. Right on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
It only cost you, what, $6-7 million?
Probably.
I guess we can do that. We can do remotes.
You wouldn't have to live right on the beach. You could live several miles away. My sister lives in Mission Viejo, and that's fantastic,
too. But if you got the jack.
Don't step back. Hey, Doug, could you tell us about the STL tax law? Maybe this guy can help us get some money, and then we can get that place out in Orange County.
Well, I don't think he's really going to try to steal you any money. He's going to try to keep you out of jail because you've tried to do something crazy with the IRS.
Like that's the Bitcoin.
Basically where he's going. Bitcoin, you got to pay your taxes if you get Bitcoin. Yeah, profit, that's for sure. But if you're currently sideways with the IRS for any reason at all, fellas, maybe you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night. You could be facing tax liens or bank levies or wage garnishments, and you're worried about this, but there's something you can do. You can call Justice Tax Division Attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. That's his website. He's a Department of Justice Tax Division attorney. He's got all the answers for you. He can get you out of hot water with the IRS. Mark Milton and STLTaxLawyer.com provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. So don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on TV and the radio. Mark Milton can handle you. He's right here in town. He can handle any kind of problem you might have. If you have IRS problems, visit that website. Here it is again, STLTaxLawyer.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Blues with the win last night. Danny Padre, backup goaltender for St. Louis Blues, was with us in the 8 o'clock hour.
I don't like that at all.
But 101 ESPN doesn't have that.
Just not at all.
When there's something important...
I bet whoever's calling in to leave a voicemail on 101 ESPN isn't playing backup tomorrow night.
When there's something important that goes on in the city, this show is somehow connected to it. Dexter Fowler?
It's unsettling.
No, it is true, though.
It's unsettling, though.
I watched this whole thing last night not knowing that was Daddy Padre.
I didn't either.
Slash Kent Hutchinson.
Thankfully. And that whole situation is just one of the craziest things in all of sports. In all of professional sports. That's as crazy as it gets.
I'm sure the emails will reference it. That's coming your way in a matter of moments. Blues analyst Kelly Chase with us every Thursday, brought to you by PetroMart. He's fueled by PetroMart. Start all your pregame festivities at PetroMart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of PetroMart's stores, you can fill your stomach, too. Fill it up, Doug. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your family. PetroMart, clean, fast, and friendly. Manchild 79 says, I'm about to put on my cape and dive into Lisa Ann's mentions bra. Doug, that's Manchild.
What the hell is that?
It's Manchild.
Dive into her mentions bra.
I think it's in reference to Captain Save-A-Ho and how there's a lot of captains who, when adult film stars tweet out some kind of thing like, I'm really sad today. I need to get this new pair of shoes, and then the captains jump in and then offer to pay for the shoes. Oh, that's what I think.
Thinking they're going to get lucky if they just buy these shoes.
Right. That's Captain Save-A-Ho.
Okay.
How do they get the shoes to this person? They don't give their address.
A lot of adult film stars have Amazon wish lists that they tweet out.
What is that?
So a bunch of guys, usually wealthy, like CEO types, buy gifts for these adult film stars on the wish list, and then they send them to them, and then they'll get an email with like a pick back as thanking them. Captains.
Is that a good, what do you call that, ROI?
That's that good great ROI. Oh, my God.
You buy a $200 pair of shoes, and you get a Polaroid back. What's not to like about that?
You think that'll work for this show, Doug? You think if we put out a wish list, and then we'll send them a picture of you? I would like a 2018 Mercedes-Benz.
I think that might work.
And can I get a picture of you to send them?
Sure, all yeah.
Right. All right, check my Amazon wish list.
Okay. I might create one, too, to see if some lemming
really
like.
Should.
I'm looking for a membership to Old Warson. Here's my Amazon wish list.
I wouldn't mind just having the shoes.
It's time for the Hot Shots email today. Dang!
Little pause there, Plaza.
That was like a Rome email.
We played the drops. I guess we don't have the cuts anymore.
Oh, my God, you're right. Pause.
Look at you.
And I'll stick up for Plaza because I think that's what he was waiting for.
Yeah. Well, the Sea Monster texted me the live reads we have left, and he just said never did cuts. Like I said, we need 5 hours today. Here's the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL.
You redeemed yourself.
Cut
though.
One.
And Doug, you are a subman.
I'm not a subman. I call you subman. I'm not a subman.
I think you're a subman.
Okay, knock it off.
Cut two.
Hello, Bill. Willie?
Yep.
Yeah, hello.
You there?
Yes.
Hey, I know why that Michael Corleone carries around that handkerchief.
Why?
Okay, so in the book, when he got beat up by Captain McCluskey,
yeah.
he actually went to Italy and came back and he had to get plastic surgery. This is a true story. They actually had to operate on the girl that Sonny was banging. Her undercarriage was too big. It's in the book, I swear to God.
Her undercarriage was too big?
Was too big because Sonny's girth was massive.
Cut
three.
What do you look for? How can you identify a cuck situation?
This is
today?
A difficult one. That's why I'm going to be writing a thesis and potential book. Yeah, I think people need to know. Again, they need to know.
But a thesis? Don't you turn that in like in grad school or something?
Well, I might go back to school and... maybe kick it up a notch.
Become a cuck specialist.
That would be
so
hot.
That's your goal.
Joining us right now here is Darren Atkins, cuck specialist. He's live in St. Louis.
Cut.
I'll leave it at the four.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the evening.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, Jack.
I'd hammer in the morning all over this land.
You had a decent ratchet set.
I'd hammer out danger.
Badass.
I'd hammer out a warning.
Badass.
I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Thank you.
Cut.
Five.
So you and he have something in common. You know every person's
actually,
nude status.
He is right on that.
She was naked in that movie?
Yeah, there's a quote, Matt Lauer. I've seen you naked.
Yeah, but she was naked in that movie?
That was your original question. I just heard it.
How naked was she?
He always knows if somebody's been naked.
I think she was naked in the proposal.
I would feel like that would have been a bigger deal.
She knew the exact year she was naked.
Plus, I think she's got to be close to 50 now.
Probably.
Which means she would have been in her early 40s doing nude scenes, and I'm just surprised by that.
She was done wrong by that Jesse James fella. She was done wrong by
him. And then she did wrong to Neener.
Cut.
Six. We're ready to make a deal now when the price went all the way back up, and here we sit. So, St. Louis, calm down. We're not getting them. And this is the last day to golf for a while, so everybody head out to Normandy. And by the way, Ryan Dan gave me a great cover for my golf cart. I got a brand new cover, a winter cover for it. It goes right over it with a heater. So I'm going to be playing golf a lot more than I thought.
Woo! Well, that's good to know. All right.
All right, Al.
Al's going to be playing a lot more.
I'm tired after some of those calls.
Cut
seven.
Listen to this trade I made 2 weeks ago.
Okay, let's hear it.
It caught me in a weak moment where I wasn't really paying attention.
Calm down,
subman.
I traded
Adam Thielen for Matt Forte. That's what I did.
What planet are you living on? You traded a player of today for a player of yesterday.
I know it, Miss, because I had Elliott. I had Elliott, and he's suspended. I needed a running back.
Oh, my God. That was irresponsible.
You can email me. You can text me. You can call me. Do not make decisions like this on your own, subman.
Doug, right there, you were talking about a deal. You regretted, but you were just boasting about that deal like 20 minutes ago.
Right. Well, I'm, you know, crazy like a fox. I saw this coming.
We only need, like, one cut, by the way. We don't need eight.
No, right. I'm proud of all
Maybe
the work.
Maybe two cuts.
We're short on time, so we need to get the Hot Shots email today. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Scotty T. We have an interesting situation here tonight as an unfortunate Zamboni accident injured half of the St. Louis Blues. A wrinkled, white-haired Benjamin Button-type character jacked the Zamboni and screamed, "Gaga, I want you inside of me," as he mowed down half the team. The NHL rules state that you must pull textures from the worst local AM radio show to fill the rosters, so here we go to the puck drop at the start of the third. Juan from PP Corp here to take the faceoff. He wins the puck back to Miguel Cairo's Egyptian linen store. He dumps the puck into the dirty area as a tool belt for daddy checks the puck. Salt in the duck border pitches in and digs it out to the slot over to the river to Perry Yacht Captain. He shoots. Oh, my, there's a scrum in front. Oh, no, they're fighting. It's pandemonium, and here comes Daddy Padre. Here comes Daddy Padre. Doug, is that a reference to Here Comes Shovel Day?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, he and Curtis Joseph got into
That's
it.
It's pretty good. Who is it?
That is Steve Elgin.
What?
Steve?
A normal person?
That's Elgin. All it says.
He's new.
It says Steve Elgin.
Oh, you got some check marks, Stevie.
Hey, guys. I just want to take issue with Doug's opinion that a guy off the street is unqualified to be the backup goalie for the Blues. I'm a little taken aback, actually. I would never say that a guy off the street could host a sports talk radio show or be a news anchor. P.S. Mickey Rooney backed up Arturas Irvé in San Jose in 1993. Mr. Yuniyoshi was the backup to Mickey. Makes you think. Thanks. That's from the Dogtown Astrovan.
Dogtown Astrovan.
Howdy. Do you get the feeling Stanton is toying with us by adding teams to his wish list? You know what? I need to work on my swing in the Frontier League. I'm willing to play for the Gateway Grizzlies also. If Giancarlo did play for the Grizzlies, maybe they'd be able to sell tickets without gimmicks like the Krispy Kreme burger or the goulash waffle cone nachos. They could really sell him if they throw in sweet living accommodations, say like the Braidwood Motel in Cahokia, maybe a third floor corner room overlooking the outdoor pool. Once he finds out there's an all-night laundromat next door, he'll be hooked. Once he signs with the Grizz, Stanton will probably have another no-trade clause where he can't play for the Evansville Otters. One thing's for certain, you guys will never be allowed media coverage at Gateway Grizzlies Ballpark. The second you break out a microphone, they crank up AC/DC over the stadium PA, and you'll be drowned out again.
That's true.
That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Mourn. Ah, yes, the Blues. Watching them skate to victory gives you that feeling. You know, that feeling you get when you're eating fries off of the tarlet in the Scott Trade bathroom and a hairy, burly gent busts into the stall and generously spices up your dish with the prairie dog that crowned from his butt fupa around the second period. Scatabooted it. That's from Tunnels 12,000.
No.
And look at him. It looks like he's got himself a chin strap beard.
Tunnels 12,000.
That's what he looks like, though.
It is not. Looks like that guy looks like Yul Brynner and the King and I.
Maybe Frank wants to see what he looks like. I'll leave.
Ooh, Mr. Nipples has decided to ride in.
Okay.
Hey, guys, just in time for the weekend and holiday parties, I present to you a new game for the 2017 holiday season. It's called 6 Degrees of Plowsy. It's a simple game which you and other contestants challenge each other to find the shortest path between your favorite board op and an obscure St. Louis athlete. For example, Jaime Garcia was a starting pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals from 2008 through 2016. Garcia bought a used Mercedes from Gateway Buick GMC in 2014 from Gregory North. North's weed dealer in 1997 was a man named Diablo. Diablo and Plowsy meet every Tuesday for trivia at Llewellyn's Pub. Therefore, Garcia has a Plowsy number of 3. Another example to make sure you got it. Ed McCauley.
Oh,
Ed
we got
McCauley?
It.
Easy, Ed. Yeah.
Don't you think we got it already?
I think you probably understand it.
So you want me to bail?
Well, no, not if it's good.
I don't know it's good. I'm reading for the
finish.
First.
Go ahead.
It's a little slow.
All right, I'm going to bail. Okay. If you're not happy with it, the cat, I'm going to bail. Guys, according to Twitter, Plops is not riding today, so that should free up some time for me to get it on and potentially steal a win if I don't blow this email. Blow. Doug. Take out the mms, and it reads...
Who was that,
Tim? White collar gangster. He used his opportunity.
White collar gangster got himself suspended.
We're running out of time.
In 2 days' time, I would like to thank the fine people at Hot Shots
with their leather-bound suspension log. You
morning, fellas. It's like the old Christmas saying, 'tis the season to be approving. Unfortunately, we have a regular Grinch who stole our baseball boners on our hands, so I thought I'd compile a list of things that I approve of. Rollerblading, RC Cola, hot tubs, nipple tassels, bow ties, sans shirt, the USFL, Betamax, share music videos, peeking over the urinal to see what's doing, Ed Sheeran, expensive unfinished trolleys to nowhere, Creed, tucking my junk between my legs and pretending I'm the Queen of England, Christmas lights as year-long trailer decor, lifting your work desk with your erection, bridges, tandem bicycles, and painting Doug in copper-colored body paint, splitting his rear open and yelling down there like he's an old-timey record player?
I don't have any idea what that would even mean.
That's the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster, Tower Grove
South. You think Frank will want to read that? You want me to leave
hideous,
some of these for Frank?
Hideous email.
And then I only got time, unfortunately, for one more.
Oh, it's Martin and Charlie.
Oh, is that right?
I think I saw Charlie.
Oh, they probably don't care. Good morning, gentlemen. As an early adopter into cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin, my agency can help you leverage your old passe retirement portfolio and dump it all into a volatile, unregulated, poorly understood investment that will most likely see you losing your home and car and working into your 90s. My firm of Demoff, and Madoff put our combined 478 years of experience to use with our patented secret formula of reaching directly into your pocket, removing your money, and placing it into our super secret vault and turn it into a practically worthless coin that have the same value as that JHE candy popular around this time. And the best part is, you don't have to do anything. Just send your checking and savings account numbers, your routing numbers, and the last four of your social security number, and we will get right to work making your Bitcoin dreams come true. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to our local Nigerian-based customer service line, and one of our accredited princes will help those sweet, sweet Bitcoins get out of your dreams and into our class action lawsuit waiting to happen. Yours in Christ, Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff. And Doug, that's what we have.
Kevin's brother, Jack.
Email of the day.
It's going to be strange, but I'm voting for Steve Elgin.
You know, I was thinking about doing the same just because it seemed like almost like a normal guy. So I'll vote Steve Elgin.
Wow, I was going to go
with wait to see how normal he really is, Doug.
And that's what we have. That's our boy Cucky, email of the day. Cucky has shipped it. I guess he's maybe going with his real name now. Congratulations to Steve Elgin.
You have won. That's Cucky? I'll be darned.
It is Cucky.
Frank is not up next. It's Martin and Charlie. They're doing the press box, the Hollywood Casino press box, the Plowhawk for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Ace. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 Fan KFNS.